Now we start verse 26. Brahmanda kumbhaschid vyoma bhala satya shiroruha jagat janmalayon mesha nimeshognyarkaso badrik. So here there are five names in this verse. The first one is Brahmanda Kumbha, and the interpretation of this name is Brahmanda Kharpara Yugam Nyubjang Sadyasya Kumbhati Vishwatmana Sabrahmanda Kumbha Ityabhidhiyate. So one for whom the two units of Brahmanda are the two parts of a pot that he keeps in his hand. And because he is Vishwatman, he is the soul of the entire universe, and he has both units of Brahmanda, both units of the universe, the upper and the lower, which form parts of a kumbha, and both taken together take the form of a pot. So he has got it in his hand, so he is called Brahmanda Kumbha. The next is Chid Vyoma Bhalaha. Brahmanda Kharparam Taryallagnam Khantat Chidambaram Tadasya Brahmarandhraṁ Chid Vyoma Bhalasya Uchyate. The kumbha, the pot, has a space within. But the kumbha that is in the hands of Sri Ganesha, the space within that kumbha is Chidambaram. That is the space of knowledge, the space of consciousness, chit. So, that vyoma, that space of omniscience, that space of omniscience constitutes his head. So that is why he is called Chid Vyoma Bhalaha. Chit is omniscience, vyoma space, that is within that kumbha, within that pot, and bhala head. One for whom the space of the Brahmandam constitutes the head. So, Chid Vyoma Bhalaha. The next one is Satya Shiro Ruhaha. Satya Loko Yasya Kaishyam Asau Satya Shiro Ruha. There are seven lokas: Bhur Bhuva Swa Maha Jana Tapa Satyam. That is the uppermost, the highest loka. So that highest loka forms his hair. So he is called Satya Shiro Ruha. Siruruha is the hair of the head. And then it's a big name, Jagat Janmalayon Mesha Nimeshaha. And that is explained by the commentator. Unmeshat Jayate Yasya Nimeshat Liyate Jagat. Jagat Janmalayon Mesha Nimesha Iti Sasmritaha. When Sri Ganesha opens his eyes, the universe is created. When he closes his eyes, the universe is destroyed. That is why he is called Jagat Janma Laya Unmesha Nimeshaha. The next name is Agnyarka Somadrik. That is endowed with the eyes of fire, the sun and the moon. Learned commentator explains it as Urdhva Dakshina Vamani Netrani Jagadatmanah Vanni Suryendavo Yasya Kramat Sognyarkaso Madrik. So Ganesha has three eyes, one eye above in the forehead and two eyes the left and the right. Just following the same sequence, Ganesha is endowed with the three eyes of fire, that is on the forehead, and Surya is the right eye, and Indu, the moon, is his left eye. So with fire as the forehead eye, the sun as his right eye and the moon as his left eye, Ganesha is known as Agnyarkasoma Drik. Here ends verse 26.